This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs police asking for the public's help in finding a missing, endangered woman. 59-year-old Lenore Iniquez was last seen Sunday, September 11th, around 8 p.m. near Sinton and Fillmore at the Incline Apartments. Her family, including her daughter Jessica Alvarado, now frantically looking for their mother, even hopping on ATVs last night, searching along nearby trails.
This is very unlike her. She doesn't have any friends, no money, no social media.
No phone, no car.
It's very, very important that we get out to people that we don't know, because possibly she met somebody that she didn't really know before that.
Enriquez is described as 5 foot 3 inches tall, between 115 and 130 pounds, with dark hair and brown eyes. We have photos of her posted over at KRDO.com. Anyone with information urged to contact Springs Police. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office still looking for answers 5 years after a mountain biker was shot and killed. September 16th, 2017, Tim Watkins was reported missing by the Palmer Lake Police Department. His body found shortly after that in an area near Mount Hermon along the Limbaugh Trail. Watkins' widow, Ginger Chase Watkins, says he will never be forgotten.
Outside, on a bike, hiking up in the mountains. I mean, he's just everywhere with me.
The local sheriff's office says any and all information in this case is important. Even the smallest detail could help find relief.
Federal investigators with the United States Postal Service are looking for someone who fired shots at a postal worker in Calhoun. The shooting happened sometime earlier this week. There's not much more information, and it's unclear if the postal worker was injured. The law enforcement agency of the United States Post Office, the Postal Inspection Unit, is also investigating that incident. Springs police are on the lookout for a pair of robbery suspects after a business and a clerk were hit yesterday evening. Police called to the store North Care Free and Powers just before 6 o'clock yesterday. The investigation shows that a pair of suspects entered the store, punching the clerk, and then left with a display case of e-cigarettes. No suspect information was provided this morning by police.
Firefighters from across the world gathering in Colorado Springs to honor those who were lost in the line of duty. The 2022 IAFF Firefighter Memorial will bring families together for the first time since the pandemic. Captain Mike Smaldino with the Colorado Springs Fire Department says that this year's event is threefold, as honorees from 2020 and 2021 will be recognized.
Obviously, with COVID, we had 2 years where we were unable to do any of the events over there and at the Firefighter Memorial. And so this year we're able to get families out. We're doing 2 years basically worth of names. So sadly, it's going to be 469 names that are going to be that have been engraved into the wall. And those family members are going to be making their way out to Colorado Springs.
Fallen members who have died or were submitted as line of duty deaths between January 1st of last year and December 3rd of this year will be added to the Wall of Honor during next year's ceremony.
And finally, a local brewery is honoring fallen firefighters with a special brew ahead of this weekend's memorial event. Pikes Peak Brewing unveiled the Local 5 Firefighters Pale Ale this week. The beer is a nod to the International Association of Firefighters Local 5 chapter in the Springs that is hosting this weekend's annual memorial. This past Monday, Colorado Springs firefighters helped can the beer at Pikes Peak Brewing Company ahead of its release yesterday.
If you're venturing out and about around Colorado Springs this evening, expect mostly dry conditions. There's going to be a few stray showers and thunderstorms west of I-25 up into Manitou Springs, parts of Woodland Park. That'll be probable between about 3 and 7 p.m. Otherwise, most locations will stay dry. Temperatures bottom out in the 40s and 50s tonight. Highs back in the 80s. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. And we'll carry that warm weather into Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.